You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Today we're reading the story of Jesus being anointed at Bethany from Mark's Gospel. This is Mark 14, verses 3 to 9. And while Jesus was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at table, a woman came with an alabaster flask of ointment of pure nard, very costly, and she broke the flask and poured it over his head. But there were some who said to themselves indignantly, "Why was the ointment thus wasted? For this ointment might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor." And they reproached her. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. For you always have the poor with you, and whenever you will, you can do good to them, but you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for burying. And truly I say to you, wherever the gospel is preached in the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her." The story starts by Mark telling us about the extravagance of a woman in pouring expensive perfume on Jesus' head. This scandalized a lot of people, and they started asking, "What in the world was that? What a waste! We could have sold the perfume and given to the poor. Or at least, you could have used less perfume. You didn't have to use up the whole bottle." But Jesus, listening to them, defends the woman. He says, "You'll always have the poor with you. You'll not always have me. Do you realize who I am? Do you realize how unique this opportunity is?" And if we think about it, this might actually be the best investment anyone ever made. The return on investment is really, really high, probably infinite. Ironically, these people who were thinking about the economics of what she did were beat at their own game. This woman spent one mere bottle of perfume, and now wherever the gospel is preached, this story is told of her. Wherever the gospel is preached, people will be inspired and give glory to God because of what she did for Jesus, because she spent one bottle of perfume. As we end this week of looking at God's commission to us to preach the gospel, let's consider the concept of beauty. Are we willing to spend more time, money, or effort to do beautiful things for Christ? Or do we think of our service to Christ in evangelism simply in utilitarian terms? Are we willing to go the extra mile to do something beautiful for Christ?
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.